You know, we have a short week, as you know, this week in preparation for our game on Thursday, so we spent an awful lot of time devoted to fundamentals today again. Once again, just the basics, ball security drills, tackling drills. I thought we had a good practice.
You like to score every time, but what do you feel is an acceptable success rate for times in the red zone scoring a touchdown?
I think you want to be about 60%.
Joe, what did you like about coming out of the game on Saturday?
I thought our guys played hard. I thought we had a good opening possession. Obviously, we want to score a touchdown, but I thought we controlled the ball and made a bunch of first downs. I thought that was good. You know, we got ourselves off the field on our defense, got off the field. We missed a tackle on the opening possession, which could have got off the field earlier, but we made a stop. Negative yardage play on third down and forced them to punt the ball. And then, obviously, we know we had some special teams giveaways in the first quarter. But I thought we came out ready to play. I thought we played hard. I thought our play speed was good overall.
Special teams errors, you know, when you weigh everything out and you've got the 58-yard field goal from Sturgis and I don't think your kickers have missed and the coverage seems to have been pretty good. When you weigh that out against the mistakes, where does special teams sit right now overall?
Overall it's been good. I think because of the glaring giveaways that we had the other night, it was a loss the other night. Even though we had a good net punt, they started their drives on kickoffs inside their 20, their average drive. So, in isolation, those two plays, there's more than two plays in a special teams game. We did some things well, but obviously we can't tolerate those two mistakes. We can't have those.
Joe, the play where the ball hit your blocker who was engaged at the time on the punt?
Yes.
How do you teach that? I mean, how...
We've got to do a better job communicating with the returner. Has to communicate better. Nolan was doing a great job working his tail off, working his butt off. Talked about it. We showed it in the special teams meeting. We showed it in the team meeting. We worked it today. We got to have better communication.
Between Nolan and...
No, the returner has to have better communication, period. Yeah, Nolan's in the middle. He's fighting his tail off to make a block, So he doesn't have vision on the ball.
Joe, this is your second go-around having to... actually go through and wave players. Tell us a little bit about your philosophy on how you break the news to a player or what you try to convey to them.
Well, I have a lot of respect for what these guys do. I've seen a lot of them, have been here since April 15th, since the off-season program began. They make a lot of sacrifices. This is a demanding profession, so there's not a ton to discuss, but I typically just thank them for their contributions and the way they've acted on and off the field and wish them the best of luck.
Settled on the starting running back yet? You guys
not necessarily. No.
What needs to happen in the red zone for you guys to score more touchdowns? Is it a tight end thing, running back thing? Fine?
Again, I think, Chris, it's a little bit of everything. A little bit of everything. We had some plays. There were some plays to be made there the other day that we didn't make. We had a ball we felt we could have caught. Could have been maybe thrown a little better. There's all kinds of things. At times, the protection could have been better. We had two negative runs in the red zone, big-time negative runs. That's not a good formula for success in the red zone. So there was a little bit of everything. It was spread around.
How heated is the competition at linebacker, especially backup linebacker?
Yeah, we got a lot of good guys there that are, obviously, Spittler and Trusnik have been here. Freeney have been with us since we've been here as a staff, dating back to last year. And Jelani Jenkins has had a good camp. Josh Cadu's had a good camp. And then, some of the other younger guys, Clay and Hines and those guys, good guys competing hard. So it'll be a good battle. We'll see how they play the other Thursday night.
Joe, how much will the starters play?
Well, we're still figuring that out. We're going to have, we have 2 more days of practice, and we're going to, see how practice goes and make some decisions from there. Potentially, yeah. Possible.
Given what happened to the quarterbacks and the Bills and the Jets, does that weigh in the decision with playing Ryan the final game of the preseason?
Yeah, I mean, there's always risk. I mean, in this game, when you decide to put a player out there, there's a potential that something could happen that you don't want to have happen, that you don't want to have, you don't want any player to get hurt at any point in time. So, yeah, we'll have to weigh some of that stuff.
How much do you think those scenarios with those teams have now affected
I'm focused really on our team right here and what we're doing. I'm not too concerned about anybody else. I want to have, finish off the preseason and take it from there.
Regarding Paul Solia, every time I watch the game or watch a replay, it seems like he's getting penetration, doing an excellent job. Has has he been having an excellent camp?
Very good camp. Very good camp. He's practiced hard, and he's played well in the games. So I think he's had a very good training camp, and we're looking for him to play well this season, no doubt about it.
Now, with you that time to evaluate the tape, what did you see from Miller and Thomas?
I thought they played well. I thought both of them. I thought Lamar had one of his better days in pass protection. His awareness was excellent. I thought Daniel Thomas had a good game as well. I think Lamar had a couple cleaner run opportunities, but I thought they both played well.
Coach, with having John Jerry on the offensive line, do you feel that will be better on pass protection?
I hope so. We'll see. You know, we'll see. It's a daily process. We're working to improve every single day. And, you know, that the beauty of the NFL is every week's a new week. And so we'll see how it goes.
When you're sitting there breaking down the roster with Ireland and the staff, how much do the special teams answer those discussions for that equipment?
Yeah. You know, you have to, you know, the player's value is determined by a lot of different factors. And certainly special teams is one of them. It weighs in obviously more maybe at linebacker and DB than it does for an offensive lineman, but it certainly it's a big part of it, and it needs to be taken into consideration without a doubt.
Will a final spot be decided, or how often is a final spot decided because of special teams?
It could be. Again, I can't say today that's going to happen, but it certainly it's possible it could be.
Are you decided on the nickel defense, the defensive backs?
We're still playing around with that a little bit. Still, you know, going to give some guys some opportunities.
Joe,
is there a set number of offensive plays that's an indicator to you during the game that the offense is doing well as far as getting out of a game with a certain amount of plays?
You know, I think we've used 70 as a target number, but, you know, every game's different. You know, it's hard to assess. I mean, if you're hitting a bunch of explosive plays and you're getting the ball in the end zone a lot quickly, then, you know, you're not going to run as many plays and you're going to be happy with the scoreboard. So I would say that's a general ballpark number, but every game is unique and different.
What's the status on
the I'll love to comment on anybody that you saw at practice today.
Joe, what? Regarding your
exactly.
Kirk, last one.
Regarding your tight ends, yep. You've got a group that all seems in the mix. How do you divide up the playing time this week? Does anybody get a break, or is it?
No, we need to develop. You know, all those guys need. You know, those guys need work. There's no question about it. And you know, we got those guys into the game and got them some repetition. And you know, again, we haven't decided the final play time for New Orleans yet, but. You know, obviously a lot of those guys need work.